You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Danny Trevathan had good reasons to consider opting out for the 2020 season, but he's playing for something bigger in his mind. Welcome into the Locked On Bears podcast, brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. I'm your host, Lauren Cox, and I'm here to bring you your daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. Today, we will hear from three key members of this Chicago Bears defense, starting with linebacker Danny Trevathan, sharing some of his thought process heading into this season, both what he considered in not opting out and what he wants to see from the end of his career and what he is still playing for. We'll also hear from Eddie Jackson, sharing some of how he grew to be such a smart and effective safety in this Bears defense. And we'll wrap up with some thoughts from Roquan Smith on a weird training camp situation and where he's at physically entering his third season. Danny Trevathan and his coaches felt like he was playing some of the best football of his career to start last season, until an elbow injury ultimately ended his year after just 9 games. And he feels confident that he can step in 2020, pretty well pick up where he left off and keep playing at a high level in the middle of this Chicago Bears defense, now at age 30, with more experience playing next to Roquan Smith. But he thought long and hard about not playing this season because of COVID-19, but he's also thought even longer about how he wants to be remembered and what he wants his career to ultimately look like when it's done.
My fiance, when Corona happened, she has chronic asthma and allergies that's crazy. So I really, thought about her, all the sacrifices she made. I think she deserved all the credit in the world, and my kids. That's definitely comes first to me, family, football, obviously God. But yeah, that just, going in your mind because, you was hearing so many different things about the virus and all this and that. But, they start talking about the effects of it. But I took it into consideration just because of, her and her sacrifice and how important family is and how important she is to me, so.
I want to be remembered. Legacy lives on forever. As a kid, everybody dream of, playing football or, having that dreams of theirs fulfilled. You always want to leave behind something that can be remembered of yourself. People talk about you playing for the name on the front of your jersey as well as the name on the back of your jersey. So I want to leave that out there because this is such a great tradition of linebackers the Bears have. I want to be up there in there. And to do that, I have to make plays. A Super Bowl would definitely, put a stamp on that. And you have to have a great team, man. I feel like we're in the right situation. I have one Super Bowl, but that's definitely not with the team that I'm with. But I feel like we're so close right now. And to do that would add to that legacy.
Trevathan's internet connection was not the strongest during his press conference, but he had talked also about how he really wanted to at least get to Halas Hall and see the COVID-19 protocols for himself before he really fully decided for sure what he wanted to do this season in terms of opting out versus not opting out. But clearly a passionate person, a passionate football player, and somebody who still has a lot to prove in his own eyes for what the rest of his career is going to be. And certainly the Bears want to see him prove to be healthy again for a full season. It's something he's only done once since coming to Chicago and has only done twice in his NFL career in terms of starting all 16 games. But they'll need an even bigger impact from Danny Trevathan without somebody like Eddie Goldman there in front of him to help make everyone's job easier. And with everything else that could happen with this team in terms of injuries and the coronavirus, each individual individual leader, especially like him in the middle of this defense, is going to be that much more important to kind of hold everything together and show everybody, lead by example, lead by words as well. I mean, he is one of the vocal, emotional leaders of this defense, and it felt like that was such a void last season, especially after Trevathan was injured, that this defense didn't have that same swagger, that same energy, that same moxie. They didn't have that, really, that, you know, between Trevathan and Akeem Hicks, both of them being out for a majority of the season, it was just not quite the same level of Bears defense. It was still a very good Bears defense, and he realizes how close he feels like they are, you know, but they need Trevathan to be there for more than nine games and to pick up where he left off last season like he thinks he can do and continue to play well, have Roquan Smith maybe take that next step, have some of the other consistent players around him on defense kind of hold that down, and then if the offense can be a little bit better and get things back on track closer to 2018, he can start climbing back a little bit more toward that legacy that he really is shooting for. We've seen it over the last few years that the most important parts of this Bears defense are working out of the middle. Eddie Goldman no longer in the mix means you're going to need more from Trevathan in the middle and Eddie Jackson in the middle behind him. And Jackson was a part of an NFL film room video with NFL media that really, I think, illustrated what makes him so great as a safety and how he's kind of gotten to this point in particular. Find out which Bears veteran taught Eddie Jackson really how to watch film and built up these instincts that make him special. Next on Locked On Bears. Jackson's going to be one of the most important parts of this Bears defense this season, and no one knows more about important parts than rockauto.com. Just a couple of days ago, I was at a hardware store in my town, and I heard another guy in the store telling the worker there that he always checks all his car parts on rockauto.com to make sure he's getting the right part that he needs for his vehicle, because that's what Rock Auto does best. Their catalog is enormous, but it's really easy to navigate. You just look it up by your vehicle's make and model and then the part you need, and they'll pull up a huge list of parts organized by quality, brand, specification, and prices you prefer. And unlike some chain stores, RockAuto.com's prices are the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers, so don't spend up to twice as much for the same parts. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Last week, Bears safety Eddie Jackson was part of the NFL Films Session video series where they to take a player into the studio and kind of break down their own game tape with them. And I imagine, based on the none of them wearing masks or being very physically distant, I would think this was probably recorded many months ago. I'm guessing they kind of brought everybody in over the course of a couple weeks and just sat down and recorded them all in January or February or even early March, and then have just sort of slowly been releasing them throughout the offseason because they're just looking at past game tape anyway. So it just came out last week, but I'm guessing it was recorded long before that. But as always, these provide some excellent insight, not only into the Bears defense, but into these specific players' instincts, mentality, background, and what makes them so good. You might remember they did one with Akeem Hicks last year that just was phenomenal. He broke down some of the different ways he reads opposing offensive linemen to predict what plays are coming and how he can beat them before the snap. And Jackson had some similar stories to share in terms of picking up on different defensive personnel looks, different formations that will key him off in one way or another. He talked about a particular play against the Rams last season where he was supposed to be a deep coverage guy, but he decided based on the formation that he was actually going to blitz. It was not the play call. The coaches didn't know he was going to do it specifically, but he warned his teammates ahead of time and said, hey, I think they're going to run. I'm going to blitz. He does it, makes a big tackle for the loss, comes in unblocked. And those are the types of special plays that Eddie Jackson can make that make him a Pro Bowl safety and make him one of the best safeties in the NFL. But I particularly like how the hosts, Kurt Warner and Brian Baldinger, they ask good questions. It's not just the easy fluff stuff, but sometimes it's important things that really, I think, key you into a player and give you some insight behind the scenes that we don't always get to hear, including some of the relationships they build and how those specifically impact them on the field.
I think one of the things that always amazes me is that we all get to the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, figure out how to be a pro. How did you figure out how to watch film?
Kyle Fuller, you know, that was like my biggest inspiration on watching film is Kyle Fuller. Like, he watched a lot of film. So I'm like, Kyle, what you look at? And he just tell me, like, man, I just look at three or four of the same formations that I see that just keep coming over, the same plays, and, you know, people try to hide it with motion. Mm-hmm. And when you get in the lead, like, you a young guy, so you would see a formation, then the motion to change, but it's really the same formation, but they just, you know, hiding it. So when you learn that part about it, it becomes more easier. And then just certain tendencies from receivers.
What are the keys when you're looking at formations to say, this is what I need to know for this particular defense? Is it simply just two wide receivers here, two here, three
it can
to
be,
one?
It can be different depending on the team you're playing.
Yeah.
You know, like Green Bay, we know when they do empty, especially on what, third and short, you know, they like Green Bay slant. If they get 2-3 stacked with Devontae Adams, you know, most likely it's going to be a pick or a rub route, you know, depending on the down and distance. They feel like you're sitting the pressure. You know, Aaron Rodgers, he has a little thing. He come to the line and he do a kill. Just to try to get you out of your disguise.
319!
It's just all that type of stuff. You know, right. Depending on the type of teams you play, it give you hits and keys. Yeah.
And I always feel like if you're just at free safety, you're the only player on the field that can see all 21 other players. Like, you can see everything, but can you see too much?
Yeah.
Because like, the quarterback's trying to stare you down. He's trying to move you. Can you feel when a quarterback is trying to move you, to hold you, to go someplace else?
Sometimes it's hard, you know, because you got some guys, like I say, like Aaron Rodgers, you know, I face him twice a year, so I'm always keep referring to him. It's just hard because he plays you so much, and he watches a lot of film. One time he can look you off, and you think he's looking you off, but he's really not, just to set you and bait you up.
Those Packer-specific talking points there were just the purest football analysis that you, like, you can't get that anywhere else. Like, that's the really cool stuff that we always want to hear more of. Like, that's straight up from the Bears game plan room that week before the Packer game. I mean, he's talking about HaHa Clinton-Dix, like, this is last year's Packers games. These are the format, you know, when they go in empty, we're expecting this. When they bunch up, we're expecting that. And, you know, they play the clips in the video to go with it, and they're watching it in the film room together. And Jackson kind of breaks down specifically what he's seeing and where he's going based off of what he sees in Aaron Rodgers. And it's not just the great plays that Jackson makes, but they go through some of the mistakes. Like, there was a route against the Eagles where they had this bunch formation, and Zach Ertz kind of works the outside before bending inside on, like, a trail route behind a stack out of there. And Jackson was picked off by the receiver and couldn't get there to stop him on 4th and 2, but it was a 4th and 2, so he thought when Ertz first started going outside, he wanted to break on that to make sure they didn't get the quick, easy 4th and 2 conversion, but then he cuts back inside and Jackson had nowhere to go and ultimately ended up out of position, but it was more so because of a great play call, great route concept by the Eagles offense that put Jackson in an impossible place to be able to be successful in that situation. But it's those sorts of intricate details with the specific plays and film to back it up that make those so interesting. And I think that comment about Kyle Fuller teaching him how to watch film, I'd be curious to know where Fuller got it from, because I think that's something that changed early enough in Kyle Fuller's career that as Fuller went through some of those slumps early on, I would bet when he kind of turned that corner was when that film watching really took it to the next level. But then you wonder how Fuller can have that same sort of impact on down in the rest of the DB room. That it's not just going to be Eddie Jackson that learns from that and emulates that, but that could be something for Jalen Johnson, the second-round pick. If Fuller takes him under his wing a bit and helps him watch tape, you can accelerate some of that development. Or somebody like Kevin Tolliver coming in as an undrafted rookie free agent and having success early in his career, you can't help but wonder if Fuller has been an influence there. And it's just another example of one of those things where when the Bears pay Kyle Fuller a fairly significant contract. Some, you know, questions at the time, it was a pretty big deal that the Bears paid him that much and the Packers or whoever was trying to sign him away, but it was a two-year, $27 million deal right now after the way they had reworked it. He's making a lot of money, but not only is he being paid for his on-the-field performance, but that type of leadership and that type of development for this defense is not something that we ever really get to see on the outside, and we certainly can't measure it in any way, but it does add a lot of value to Fuller on this Bears defense and makes him worth what's looking to be a $20 million cap hit next year. Ideally, you'd like that mentality to rub off on all the young players, but I know he doesn't always get as much immediate close-to-close contact with everyone in that same way. But we have seen Roquan Smith take some steps forward as he enters his third season and looks to be a little bit more consistent this year. He shared some of his thoughts on what the offseason has been like and what he's looking to do in 2020. Next on Locked On Bears. Because of Roquan Smith's absence from the team last season for personal reasons, it led to some speculation, perhaps unfair speculation, because we don't know what those personal reasons were, but regardless, speculation about whether or not he may choose to opt out in 2020, and whether or not motivation and love for the game of football was in question with the former first-round pick. But pretty much whenever we've heard from him all offseason, and especially now this most recent time, he has reemphasized how much passion he has for this sport, how eager he is to get back out on the field and to take his game to the next level, and just wanting to play football again. It doesn't seem like that is any question in his mind right now and isn't an issue for him moving forward. So I think we can kind of lay that speculation to rest and turn our attention to, okay, it's time for Roquan to really play more like a top 10 pick more consistently, even with no preseason games and a very different looking training camp.
Oh, well, I definitely feel like the better shape you're in, that's the better player you'll be. So I was definitely thinking coming into the season, wanting to be this my best year to the day. And so I was just like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that happens, regardless of how much work I have to put in. So just putting in work each and every day, and that's just tends to what happens when you put in some good work.
When you've watched your play over the last couple seasons and you look ahead to this year, what are some of the things, you know, skill set wise, on the field, whatever, that you really think you can kind of take to the next level in your game?
I feel like there's everything, because everything can get better. Like, far as run plays, I feel like that can get better. I feel like pass coverage, I feel like that can get better. So I feel like it's everything in my game can get better, because, like, there's never a time where you get complacent and feel like, oh, I do this at this level. Like, regardless of, like, how good you're doing something, I feel like you can always do something a little bit better. So I'm just looking at that in all facets of my game and just trying to be the best version of myself.
Is there anything that you learned from your rookie year when you didn't have a traditional training camp that might actually help you here?
I feel like if you're in good shape, you're playing good ball, you kind of know your body. So you know what you need to do to get your body in the best shape that it can be. So I think that's just part of being a pro. So I don't think there's like any secrets to a lot of things. It's just more so just knowing what you need to do. And everyone is different, so it varies depending on the individual.
It was kind of funny because reporters tried three or four times with different questions to try and get Roquan Smith to say something specific that he's looking to improve. They asked it in a few different ways, and that answer we heard there was the most specific he got in terms of saying, well, everything needs to be better. He needs to be better in the running game, needs to be better in coverage. I don't think he mentioned blitzing, so I mean he didn't feel like he needed to be better in that regard, but you know, it would have been nice to hear maybe something specific that, oh yeah, I want to get my run keys, or I want my landmarks in coverage, you know, some kind of little thing here and there. But I certainly understand where he's coming from, that, you know, he's not wrong when he says that, yeah, every player has to get better in every way. I think he just never quite fully properly interpreted the specific points of the question, which again is not a criticism of Roquan Smith. It's done over a Zoom meeting and et cetera, et cetera. It's not a normal situation for him to answer questions. But we did get a lot of sort of canned and cliche answers at times from Roquan, which is, you know, to be expected from a player kind of coming into his position. You know, he does have something to prove. He did say he has a chip on his shoulder. He's extra motivated. Feels like he's in very good shape, 100% recovered from his offseason surgery on his pectoral. If, you know, he said he's He added a couple pounds this offseason, but expects that, like every training camp, you kind of lose a couple of pounds as well there with when you start sweating out again and doing everything physically that you do at training camp practices. So I think he's planning on hovering around the 230 to 235-pound range. And I think a lot of what we need to see from Roquan is just almost more on the mental side that, you know, we know he is an elite athlete for the linebacker position. We know he is a physical specimen who can flow from sideline to sideline and do some things that not very many linebackers in the NFL can do. It's just about a matter of doing them more consistently and being in the right place at the right time at all times. And that's not to say he's severely lacking in that area, but it's, again, the difference between being a good linebacker and being a great linebacker in this Bears defense. And like with Trevathan, having Eddie Goldman out of the picture will make Roquan Smith's life less easy, but if Akeem Hicks can stay healthy, Bilal Nichols can stay healthy, Khalil Mack can stay healthy, Robert Quinn's pass rush addition in there, I mean, the pieces are still there for both Smith and Trevathan to have strong 2020s. And, you know, of course, the need to stay healthy and the COVID-19 situation notwithstanding can throw a lot of different wrenches in there, but this really feels like a big potential pivotal moment, a defining moment for Roquan Smith's career in terms of this season. That, yes, he's got one more year before the fifth-year option on his rookie deal, but, you know, the first year, it's like rookie year, okay, first-year jitters, there's always going to be a learning curve for rookies. Last year, you had the personal reasons step away from the team and then the injury at the end there and a little bit of a disappointment in terms of consistency. So year three is going to be the one that sort of defines where he goes from here. If it's another season that has injuries or another season with inconsistency, that sort of is going to be the tone. Now, a couple years in a row of Roquan Smith not quite living up to everything that the Bears wanted him to be. But if 2020 can really put it all together and take that next step and be that consistent top 10 pick linebacker in this defense, then the stage is set for 2021 and beyond as he finishes out his rookie contract to get a big second contract and be that long-term centerpiece of this Bears defense. It doesn't feel like there's much in between those two paths right now. You know, the lesser path is not bust by any means. I think he's proven to be past that category. It's just a matter of how good he ends up being and what type of, I guess, to take a term from Danny Trevathan, what type of legacy Roquan Smith will have and what he will be remembered for and how he and Danny Trevathan can keep sort of playing off of each other and be that dominant force in the middle of this Bears defense. I'm excited to see what these guys do in this Bears defense this season, and I hope you'll follow along with us here on Locked On Bears and subscribe to the podcast to keep up with all of our daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. We'll keep you up to date with everything going on at this strange training camp environment and whatever's going to happen with COVID-19. It all seems to change very quickly with updates by the day. Now it looks like all of college football is at a severe risk at the time of recording this. Maybe by the time you listen to it, college football season will be canceled as a whole, or maybe we'll get some sort of resolution, but stuff is changing very, very quickly. And so that's why we try and keep you up to date every single day. So I've been saying, if you just tune in Monday through Friday, you're not going to miss a thing. You'll be able to either go into the office or get on your work from home Zoom calls. And if you have any time to just kind of chat with your friends remotely or however it's going to be, you'll know everything going on with this Bears team if you just give us that daily listen. And in return, of course, I'll always leave you with an opportunity to bear down.